Appalachian Power puts its crews on standby when severe weather appears possible, along with outside contract crews. And spokesperson Teresa Hamilton Hall says that was the case this weekend.
We had all of our contract crews on standby, prepared to travel. We just didn't know where the storm was going to hit.
She says if there is any relatively good news, it is that the heaviest damage is in a compact area. That makes restoration somewhat easier, but there is still plenty to deal with.
A lot of down wire, broken power poles, broken cross arms, down trees, of course, coming into contact with the power lines.
And with damage so severe, APCO does not expect to have all affected homes and businesses back in service until late tomorrow. And in a few cases where damage is most severe, it could be even longer. Evan Jones, WFIR News.